Go to the top of Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Be by Yisema. So that's why he had to go back. The Gemara said before that he had to go do it. L'meisim Reish. Be by Yisema. No. That also another way in the Machloikis. Isviralon. That's, we're going all that there's a contradiction here. There's a conflict. Kol Pinushata Poina Yamin. Why, according to Rabbi Akiva, do you go smile? How does he make the Zrikas? He stands by the Mizbech. The Mizbech HaPnimi wasn't that big. So he stood by one corner, and he was Zoyrik the Dam. Did he walk to each corner and then put the Dam down? Or could he stand in the initial corner that he started and move his hand and put it by each corner? Did he have to walk, or did he not? If Svirulon HaKofa Beregel, so therefore, if he walked around Beregel, Kule Alma Loi Plig the Alfin and Pnim Michutz, Vaoche Baokam Iflegi. This is not like the Mizbeach HaChitzain, which was very big, so you had to go around. So we learned that way. So therefore, if you learn that way, over there also you went to the left, and over here also. Marsova HaKofa Biyad. He just stretched his hand out. So therefore, since he stretched his hand out, so you don't have to do derech yamin, because we don't learn it out from that kofa beregel of the Mizbeach HaChitzain. Umar sova, no. There was a din, even by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, to walk around. We'll have to see why. V'boi yisema kul alma kofa biyad. Umar sova elfinon yad me regel. Umar sova. Lo yalfin. This could be almost like a shas. This sounds like almost I thought myself to do it, and I see they bring it from the Chazon Ish. According to the Manda Omar, that you should do Hakofa Beregel even by the Mizbeach HaPnimi. You could do it biyad, right? So, but there's Alim Beregel. So it sounds like almost like, even though you could stretch your hand out, there's a gzeres hakosuv that you have to walk around. So the Chazon Ish compares it to hoylocha beregel, hoylocha shaloi beregel. Let's say you're makabel the dam, and you didn't walk it to the mizbeah. You just was zayrig the dam. So therefore, it would be the same type of a machlokes, right? Right, so what are we saying? Mar sovar hakofa beregel, and therefore one mandomos hakofa biyad is not, so therefore we don't learn it from there. So we go right. Mar shein kein, if you hold hakofa, it is like the same it is. So he holds, you have to make a beregel. I'm not so sure how to read the whole Gemara. You have to have this cheshbonis, this kashas from the Achronim here, and this there would be that those svaris. So the Gemara v'sovar Rabbi Yosi Haglili Hakofa biyad from the Diktoni b'sefer Rabbi Elazar Oimer Mekoyma Hoya Oimer Umachte Michlal the Tana Kama Loisvirle Elo Machvalta Kedemeshanina Meikara. Mar sov hakofa biyad, umar sov hakofa beregel. Vibo yisema, b'hokam iflig. Mar sov hasoviv de mizbeach pnimi, kisoviv mizbeach hachitzay. Umar sov hakuloi mizbeach hapnimi, b'mokem chod keren de mizbeach hitzinkoi. So since it was so much smaller, the mizbeach hapnimi, so therefore it would be that Tanya Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Shnei, we're bringing a different brisa that's related to this din. Shnei koyanim gedolim nishtayru after the bayis rishon to the bayis sheni. that they were in the Kaduna Gedol Mikdash Rishon. Ze Oimer, so biyodi hikafti, and I did it with my hand. Ze Oimer beragli hikafti. Held the Maisa. There was a machloikis of two kahanim gedolim, how they made the zrika on the mizbeach apnim. Ze noisen tam ledvarov, ze noisen tam ledvarov. Ze noisen tam ledvarov. Soviv the Mizbeach HaPnini, Kisoviv the Mizbeach HaChitzayim. So therefore you had to do it Beraglayim. V'zenoysen tam l'dvarav, Kulei Mizbeach Pnimi, like the Gemara said before. Right. So therefore, there was a Machlekes. There was a Machlekes Metzias, two Kanam Gedal. Zok the Toysis Yishonim. On the side of the Gemara. Ma'o sova yalfinon yad me regal. No, I'm sorry, the one shnei kahanim gedoilim. The second Taisus Yishonim. Anamana. Koshali, da beperik beis de tmura amrinon, kimi mois moishe vache meis yosef ben yoyozor, loy hoisa machloikis bi Yisrael. Helta gimoi. And Rabbi Yossi ben Yoyzer was b'mei Bayisheni. So how could there be? So the Tosfos Yishonim adds, even though we find b'smicha, I don't know, v'hodei fligu b'smicha b'soif shniya, after, that was the end of the Bayisheni. So frek Tosfos Akashe, Hocha mashma the fligu ba me migdash rishon iakofa biyaroi beregel v'hainu nami kemoi plukta de Rebbe Akiva Rabbi Yosi Baglili. So we see there's a machloikis. So what is the pshat? I don't know, this is a new thing. There was no mach. So here we're saying there was a machloikis between two kahanim gedoilim. And for the Tosfos Yishonim, that the kavon is not that they argued. They would have, I guess, agreed. The second teretz is, he says, there's no machloikis. You could do what you want. Yeah? It's optional, so it's not a real machloikis. I don't know when something that. But if you look on the Gemara, Shnei Kahanim Gedolim, Shnei Kahanim Gedolim Nishtayru B'Migdash Rishon. You see the Gemara? Right next to the Gemara, there's a Gimel. That Gimel goes to the Hagoyis Hagor. There's a few Hagoyis Hagor. And the Groh took out Rishon. It looks like he was bothered by the Tosfos Yishonim Kasha. So he took out Nishtayru B'Migdosh. So it looks like the Goyin took out Migdosh Rishon, and it was by Bayisheni. So on that there was already a Machlekes. I'm just pointing that out. It's interesting that there's no Machlekes. It's unbelievable. So what's he given the Leon and Tere? She's drinking Machlekes. Very interesting. Throughout the gifts. Zog the Gemara Vaita. What were you saying?
Well, what I wanted to say was that the Gemara Zvachim says that sometimes you don't need halacha if you shech right by the Mizbeach. So you see, it's not a mitzvah per se.
Right, I said it's a commitment, right.
Of what you should do. So the same thing is here, Yad V'Regel, or what do you need to walk? Maybe it's not a mitzvah to, or it's not a kiyum. It's simply an hugo, whatever's easier to do. That's you see that halacha, if halacha is not a mitzvah, because you could do away with halacha, so maybe here it's the same.
Yeah. It's interesting, right? I hear that. It should be taught, but I see in the Rabbeinu Hananel, it's just an interesting, let me find the Rabbeinu Hananel. I don't see that. Oh, the first Rabbeinu Hananel, at least in my Gemara, so he's bothered by the Rabbeinu Hananel. How were there two Kahanim Gedolim who lasted from Bais Rishon to Bais Sheni? What happened to the first Kohen Gadol that there was a second one? So he writes, Kiloimar, Ira Keri Be'echod Mehem V'Nichnas Hasheni V'Shim Ishtachto V'Nishtayru Shnehem. The Rabbeinu Hananel has to say, yeah. So in the back of the Gemara, Hagoyis Yaivit says, Bechlal, how was the Nishtayr Kahanim Gedolim? They all got killed out. There's a posik in Melochim and Yirmiah that the Kahanim Gedolim got killed out. Okay. So the Gemara Vaita. And the Mishnah says, Rebbe Lezer Oimer b'mekoymoi hoya oimid u'mechate. So let's go back to the Mishnah on Nunches Amid Beis. What does Rebbe Lezer mean when he said that memory in the Mishnah? He didn't have to go around. The Mizbeach HaPnimi was small, exactly how we just were speaking. He would stand in his place and he would be Machata al Kula Moinois Matul Maila, and then he would give it. And then he would be Mazon, the Tiroi Shal Mizbeach. So the Gemara, Mas Nisan, Mani. So the Gemara, Reb Yehuda, the Tanya, Reb Meir Oimer, Reb Elezer Oimer, B'makoy Mei Oimer U'mechate. V'alkulam hoye noisen mi mailo lemato. Chutz me oiso sheba alachsoin. She noisen mi mato mailo. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Reb Elezer Oimer, B'makoy Mei Oimer U'mechate, v'alkulam noisen mato mailo. Chutz mi zu she oiso lefon of mamish. That is begodim shouldn't get. So let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah state. Let's go back to the Mishnah Nun Chesam and Beis. Yotza Elam is Beyach Asher Lifnei Hashem. Right. Ze Mizbach Azov. So what did he do? Hischil Mechate V'yoyrit. Down, he took his fingers down, and then, so from on top down, right. So he would go up; it might get onto his begodim. Meichenu maschul, mikarem mizrachus tzvaynis, tzvaynis marovis, marovis drem zmachus. Mokim shehu maschul, mechatas amos beachin, shom ugoim amos beachin. Rebbe Lezer oimer, he didn't have to go around. That's where he's arguing. The Gemara is saying he's arguing on the milmato lemaila. So that's why he was going milmato lemaila. Somehow he didn't agree with this lemaila lemato. So the Gemara masnis on that holds. Rebbe Lezer milmato lemaila. Except the one that's right in front of him. So the Gemara said he was only nervous about that last one. Bealachsoin shenoisin mimato lemailo. Since it's far away from him, so therefore he would stick his hand out. So therefore he would say lemato lemailo. Except the other ones, okay. So then what was the last one? Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, he's a... Let's go back to the Mishnah. He's a... Altia Roy Shalam is Beya. On the top. After he did all four corners, he would do in the middle one, in the middle of the Mizbech, Altia Roy, Sheva Pe'ome. Zog di Gemore, my tiaroi shal mizbeya. Omar Rabba, Omar Rav Shele, Palgei de Mizbeah. Had to be in the middle of the Mizbeah. Kida Amri Inchi Toyar Tiara. Like the noon of the noon. Avi Palgei de Yoime. Like the when you say middle has to be the complete middle. Meisve. So where do we, what is that for Tiaroi? Let's look it up. Hold on. Let's look it up 1 second. I had it here. This book. Here it is. Where does he have the Tiaroi? Here's the Tiaroi. Yeah. It's like on the top. It's not on the Kaisel. Let me, 1 second. I'm coming right back. What's the Kaisel? After the Kohen, after he did on the Kronos, and then he was Mazer on the Gaga Mizbeach. That's all. So the Gaga Mizbeach, he would go, so he would do it close to the Keren Droimis Mizrochis. Right. Or on the Emtsa, right? L'chayr, the Gemara is saying that it would be on the Emtza of the Mizbeach. Right? It would be on the Emtza of the Mizbeach. And that's where this would be, this din. K'damri yinshi meisvei k'shehu maza enoi maza loy al gabi ha'efer. Because there was, on top of the Mizbeach ha'pnim, they used to bring the k'tairis. For loy al gabi ha'gecholim. He cleared a place on the Mizbeach, and he put them on there. So now, since on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there was still Gecholim Ve'efer from the Haktoris in the morning, and there's a halacha that the Tipas Adam have to go on to the Mizbeach, so therefore, before the Hazor, he had to be Menake the Gaba Mizbeach, and in that area, and he pushed him to the side until he saw the Zov, so he can do the that he could do that Zrika. So therefore, Elo Choyte Gecholim to each side Umaze. So then, Frank the Gemara, what did we say? We started off by saying Amar Abba Barav Shila, Palgei de Mizbeach. Sounds like on the walls of the Mizbeach. And here you're telling me that the Vetiaroi is on the top of the Mizbeach. Elo Amar Abba Barav Shila. It means Al Gluye de Mizbeach. It means on the top. And that's what it means Vetiaroi. Kediksiv Ugeetzem Ashomayim Litoyah. So therefore, I don't know what that means. It would mean ukeetzem hashomayim litoyar. So how does that make it better? Before we thought toyar tiara in the middle. Now we're saying maybe like from the clearing of the ofar makes it tiaroi. Like when the sky clears, so then that's called tiaroi. When you see something clear, with a clarity, with a purity. So clearing the mizbeach is the so it's almost this din of clearing the mizbeach from the keteris is part of it. Elo, right? That's the Gemara's teretz. Tanya, Chananya, Oimer. So which part of the gag of the mizbeach should you do it? So the Gemara, Chananya, Oimer, Bitzad Sefoini. Who noisei? Rabbi Yosi Oimer Bitzad the Roimi who nois. B'mai komiflegi Mar Sovar Pischa the same like Machlekes before. The Pischa of the Kodesh Gedolim was Bitzad Dorim. Mar Sovar Pischa Bitzofoin. So it depends like the Machlekes before of Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Kul Alma Miha. Heche de gamrinon matonois de kronois hosim yoi valgagoi. Everybody holds that the place you finish the matonois, close to that corner, is where you put it on the white my timer. Omar kro, vihizo lov min atom bez boishe vatomim vitiaroi. So it sounds like it's a connection to that din. And the mela mokim shekitshoi. Shom Tiaroi. I don't know if that's, I think you can clarify Shaila if it would be, right? So how do you read those words? V'kiddishoi. V'tiaroi v'kiddishoi. Which one is that going on? V'izolom minatom betz boi shavav tomim. V'tiaroi and the tiaroi v'kiddishoi. I don't know. Right, so the Weltfrecht der Kasche, what do you need Svaris for? Just say, Ein Mavir and Allah Mitzvahs. You went around with the Dam on the four corners. Now you have to put it on the Gag of the Mizbeach, right? So you're closest to that corner. So what are you going to do? You're going to reach out and put the blood somewhere else? Put it on the closest place on the Gag, out because of the din of Ein Mavir and Allah Mitzvahs. So some say there would have been a better svara. You wanted it to stand out. Yeah.
That would trump.
I don't even know, but I'm clearing a difference. This is the Siach Yitzchok asked this kasha. I was thinking by corners, each one has a din, this corner, that corner, that corner. So there's an Eimav here in Allah Mitzvahs. If it's one Mizbeach, there's an Eimav here in Allah Mitzvahs, it's going on the Mizbeach. Is Ein Mavir al Mitzvahs a din in the person, so he should do the mitzvah as soon as he can, or is it a din in the place, like we said before? So Mela, on the top of the Mizbeach, if it's one top, so who cares if it's Ein Mavir al Mitzvahs? There's no Ein Mavir al Mitzvahs, because it's not Koiveya the Mokma Mitzvah. So since it's not Koiveya the Mokma Mitzvah, maybe you would not have that. Then, oh, it's very hard. Gemara's, let's see a little bit further what we'll do tomorrow, and we'll finish over here.